From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. The Campaign for Education Advocate Molly Munger's tax initiative says it's taken a TV ad criticizing Governor Jerry Brown's rival tax measure off the air. Munger's campaign put the ad up last week. It compared her measure, Proposition 38, with the governor's, Proposition 30. Backers of each measure claim theirs would do the most for California's school system. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says Munger took a lot of heat for that ad.
Right now, Munger's measure is losing in the polls, and Brown's measure is a slight favorite, but the chances aren't necessarily all that good. And there was a lot of concern among education advocates that back both Props 30 and 38 that the ad Molly Munger put up last week would drive down the yes vote on Prop 30 and leave schools without either initiative passing.
Munger's campaign says it's made its point and is now airing a different ad instead. It's been 2 years since California introduced a new, more secure driver's license, and DMV officials say the new cards have definitely been worthwhile. Some of the changes include a vertical layout for drivers under 21, tactile dates of birth and signatures, plus images that can be seen only with ultraviolet lights. Mike Morando is with the California DMV. He says the cards are among the most secure driver's licenses in the country, and as a result, they're harder to copy.
Human nature being what it is, bad guys are still trying to counterfeit them, but the types of counterfeits are very poor quality and therefore are easily, with the naked eye, seen as being fakes.
As a practical benefit, Morando says the cards will also last a lot longer. He says the new cards cost the state $1.38 each compared to the 75 cents for the old type. The DMV issues more than 8 million driver's licenses or ID cards each year. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell.